Now for some important information regarding sugar and refined carbohydrates. Your body produces a fuel that influences your risk of being struck down by cancer. And if you do get cancer, it can determine how invasive it will be, how fast it will grow, and how aggressive it will be. This fuel is insulin, the hormone that controls your blood sugar. And the higher your level of insulin, the higher your risk. This is really encouraging, as it means that you are in charge, not Big Pharma, and not the slash, poison, and burn cancer industry. Your pancreas makes more insulin when you eat sugar and refined carbohydrates. So, shun that white, sparkly stuff that is in so many of our foods, and cut way down on grains. This means all junk food, bread, cereals, and pastas. You will benefit in many other ways too, because refined carbohydrates damage every part of your body. If you can get your doctor to arrange it, have a fasting insulin test yearly. Your level should be less than 5 mU/L. But the closer to zero you can get, the better, according to prestigious Swedish researchers. Innovative physician Robert J. Rowan says that his insulin level is undetectable because he eats almost no sugar or refined carbohydrates. Think of insulin as cancer's feeding tube, and be vigilant. If your physician hasn't warned you about this, he or she is seriously behind on the research.